This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1895. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition recorded September 12th, Anguilla, Armenia, Australia, Bahrain, Brazil, Cambodia, Cabo DR, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Guatemala, India, International Waters Non, Korea South, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Saudi Arabia, Slovenia, Spain, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Not surprisingly, some shortwave stations have been casualties to Hurricane Irma. Much more about that later, but starting with Anguilla, the Caribbean beacon on 6090 and 11775, which is actually relaying nothing but the so-called University Network from Los Angeles. Dead Dr. Gene Scott and his widow, Pastor Melissa Scott. Well, that was last heard September 5th when 11775 signed off a few minutes after 22 UT. That was caught by Richard Langley in New Brunswick. But in the following week, nothing at all on either the day or night frequency. We have no news yet about the actual damage the station may have sustained. In fact, very little in the news about Anguilla, but a great deal in the news about the adjacent island of St. Martin. It appears the shortwave service in Germany is planning some more new relays via Armenia. Christian Mehling posted on WRTHFB September 10th via Alan Pennington of the British TX Club that they would be testing from Yerevan Monday, September 11th, between 0230 and 21 UT on 7530, 100 kilowatts, directed at 192 degrees toward Iran and Turkey, asking for reports. But he doesn't say what the purpose of these tests may be. I checked during part of this period and did not hear anything. And on September 11th at 09:25, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing an open carrier, not on 7530, but 7520, and figured that may have been it instead. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor the new low-power private shortwave station in New South Wales, Australia, Aussie Radio, on 5045. He says he was getting very respectable reception on September 12th, between 11:56 and 14:36, which was past his sunrise at 13:47. And they announced a new email address, simply ozyradio@gmail.com. In communication of the British TX Club, Tony Rogers, using a remote receiver in Oman, reports hearing a new service from Iran for Bahrain on medium wave. From IRIB's external service in Arabic at 09 to 12 UT on 1224 kHz and apparently a repeat at 17 to 20 on 1080 kHz. Before and after the Bahrain program, both carry the IRIB Arabic service as scheduled. There's a website for this, www.nedalbahrain.com, confirming the frequencies. He heard this on August 26th. Oh, the ID is Neda al-Bahrain, or Call of Bahrain. The 60-meter frequency of Radio Brasil Central 4985 is normally blocked here by radio teletype. However, September 12th at 0126, there was no teletype and was in the clear, although a weak signal, but better than their parallel 11815. I can't help but wonder if the absence of the teletype had something to do with Hurricane Irma, but I've never known exactly where it's located. The previous night, teletype interference was still being reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 0612, resulting in an overall rating of 1. Last week, we reported an additional frequency for the Cambodian service of Radio Free Asia because Cambodia is cracking down on FM stations within that country carrying RFA or Voice of America in Khmer. Now here's another one, 9700, which I noted September 7th, between 1230 and 1330 UT, I thought it might have been that, and it was soon confirmed as Radio Free Asia by Ron Howard, who found it listed on their schedule. Also by Wolfgang Büschel, who says parallel 12140 is via Saipan, while 9700 is via the other Mariana Island Tinian. No shortwave from the government station of the Democratic Republic of Congo, but David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says the government broadcaster is now live streaming two radio services from its website, www.rtnc.cd, labeled RTNC 1 and RTNC 2 on his media player. Also a button for a live TV stream not working yet. As Hurricane Irma was strafing Cuba, shortwave frequencies started to be missing sporadically. No point in going into the exact times and details, but suffice it to say that Radio Havana Cuba at times was not being heard on any frequencies, and then some of them would be on or coming on and off intermittently. And they even came up on a wrong frequency, as has occasionally happened before, for English 6165 instead of 6145 after 01, which is supposed to be currently in use. It appears that this was more due to power outages than other damage, but who's going to know for sure if they don't tell us? As of September 12th, most of the frequencies were back, but not all of them. In general, even when the higher bands were silent, the 60-meter band channels 5040 for Havana and 5025 for Rebelde were still on the air, although, as was frequently the case before the hurricane, often very little modulation, if any, on 5025. Rick Barton in Arizona regularly monitors the Cuban spy numbers frequencies, and here's what he reports, dated September 11th. 11635 at 18 UT, presumed a numbers station, but was a very strong open carrier, like he's also heard on RHC frequencies since Irma. The previous night, did not hear anything on 49 meters from RHC, but 5040 and 5025 were active. 11635 was the first signal heard on a numbers frequency in a couple of days. Nothing heard on 11435 after 16 UT or 11530 after 17 UT, but 11635 had an undulating signal, a strong S9. Last week we were reporting about the new Ethiopian frequency for the Somali region of the country, 5940. However, Torsten Hamann in Germany says on September 8th, I spent some time on remote receivers and did not trace 5940 around 1820 nor the previous night. So did they change time and or frequency? Tom Taylor says some more shortwave relays of European music radio are scheduled, including one on WBCQ Saturday, September 16th at 2130 to 22 on 7490. Also, earlier on that Saturday, 08 to 9 on 6070, and Sunday the 17th at 8 to 9 on 9485, 19 to 20 on 6070, those others being transmitters in Germany. And here is another special broadcast from Germany, but via Austria, reported in Communication of the British DX Club, from Sunday, September 17th to Friday the 22nd, special broadcast from Radio DARC from the 24th IARU Region 1 Conference in Landshut near Munich, Germany, 1730 to 18 UT on 13775 for Africa, 9790 for Eastern Europe and Middle East, and at 18 to 1830 on 6070 for Central Europe, 9540 for Western Europe. Language not mentioned, but I suppose it might be in German, if not English. Following up last week's report that Radio Verdad Guatemala was off the air from 4055 because of a transmitter failure, Dr. Madrid then contacted us saying he wants to try using his ham transceiver, a Yaesu FT840, for this instead, but it also needs some adjustment and was asking for assistance with someone who is very familiar with that unit, FT840. If he still needs help, you can contact him in English or Spanish at Radio Verdad 5 at yahoo.com. And then on September 12th, another message from Dr. Edgar Madrid. He says, we are on the air via internet, and we are trying to get on the air with a small 100-watt transmitter while the main one is being repaired. So keep an ear on 4055. Here's yet another special transmission coming up in DX India. Alakesh Gupta says, All India Radio's special transmission for Mahalaya is Tuesday, September 19th, actually starting UT 18th at 22:25, lasting until midnight 15 on the 19th. Some stations have a late sign-on and may continue past 0100. Mahalaya is a special two-hour transmission consisting of Sanskrit recitation and music orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. AIR has been broadcasting this program since the early 1930s. There's a countdown of an Indian festival of Durga Puja starting from the first day of Mahalaya. Frequencies observed during past years on shortwave include 4760 Port Blair, 4810 Bhopal, 4835 Gangtok, and 4910 Jaipur, along with many medium wave frequencies. Joe's Jacob observed sign on at 2225, at least on 4760 and 4910, at 2230 on 4835, at 2245 on 4895, and at 2255 on 4810. That was last year. As Hurricane Irma was crossing Florida, DXers further away were checking Florida medium wave frequencies in hopes that some stations not normally audible would be heard because they were on emergency operations, allowing them to use day power and antenna patterns, probably non-directional or less directional than usual. Not many of those reports came in, however. One which was being reported was 600 in Jacksonville, WBOB, which has a 50-kilowatt daytime authorization. However, one report I saw said they were using 20 kilowatts. In case this U.S. item seem out of order, I filed it under international waters and none, along with many other observations of various countries concerning hurricane DXing. Steve Whitt in the U.K. of the Medium Wave Circle was trying to determine which stations may be on the air by trying to monitor their webcasts, if any. And Bernt Ivan Holberg in Sala, Sweden says, it seems the Caribbean beacon, Anguilla 1610, has been off for the last two nights as of September 7th. And WSTX 970 in the U.S. Virgin Islands was heard on the 6th and 7th of September, continuously reporting damages in the Virgin Islands and surrounding areas on their web stream. And getting back to Hurricane Harvey hitting Houston, Steve Whitt found an FCC notice saying that just 9 Texas radio stations were silenced due to that, scattered across the region, but no details. That is a far cry from Hurricane Katrina, when the FCC estimated about 100 broadcast stations were off. Ron Howard in California reports on Voice of Freedom, clandestine from South to North Korea, heard September 7th on 5920 instead of 6045. After going 3 days without any VOF, they returned to their former frequency, noted at 1119 UT, and subsequently 6135, another former frequency, was still being jammed with strong white noise. 5940 was clear, 6020 with Vietnam, and 6045 with pulsating noise jamming for 4 days. And he continued on September 8th. Voice of Freedom was still on 5920 and free of jamming, as it was on September 9th for the third day. Ron Howard also reports on Mongolia 4895, which is Radio 2. It's been on the air very erratically. It was back again on September 7th with a decent level carrier, but it could not catch any audio, checking at 1131 and later. However, Hiroyuki Kamatsubara in Japan had reported this at 1057 as Golden Radio, Radio 2 from Mongolia. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1895. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Just as we've had to renew one of our websites, no new contributions have been received this week via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. The mighty KBC asks for listener recommendations for a new frequency on the 49-meter band, their weekly two-hour broadcast starting at midnight UT Sundays for North America, to replace 9925, which has not been propagating and is not ordinarily used after August. We were given a choice of eight possible frequencies. The one I picked as most clear worldwide was 6125. But Craig Christ thought 5960 would be better, so that's the one they've started using. Craig does the Forgotten Song segment at approximately 0150 UT. I was listening for the first broadcast on new 5960, September 10th, and found that it was only poor, fading between S8 and S3 in the noise level and not really listenable, but hopefully it will improve as we get into autumn. They may have to change again for B17, depending on interference. The mighty KBC, of course, originates in the Netherlands, but transmits via Germany. For quite some time, there's been a pirate on 6770 broadcasting old-time radio programs, but without any IDs of its own, although I haven't heard it lately. In his Free Radio Scene column for CIDX Messenger September, Chris Lobdell says, the mystery of the old-time radio station may have been solved. Many of us have heard the weak signals on 6770. They usually fade out rather quickly, best heard at sunrise and sunset. But who is it and where is it located? He found a post back in January of 2016, which he had never seen before, nor had I. And here is part of what it says. Old-time radio is an accidental broadcaster located inside an old radio museum. The antenna is a several hundred foot length of Cat 5 network cable run along the back of each radio display, so each radio doesn't need an antenna to receive the program. The transmitter, homebrew unknown RF output, is attached to a small audio processor and gets its audio stream from a computer. Winamp is used to run the very large playlist over and over. Another program is broadcast on 770 kHz using a Ramsey Electronics transmitter. The similarity in frequencies is not coincidental. They were chosen to make them easier to remember, believe it or not. The owner-curator of the museum lives nearby and listens to the stream from his house. He is not fully aware of how far this broadcast can be heard, and I will not divulge the location of this museum to avoid him getting into trouble. I have spoken to him about the legalities, but he was not interested, as he has done this for a long time without anyone breaking down his door. I'm surprised these transmissions are being heard as widespread as they are. That's a post from someone called Old Time Radio Fan on the 30 Below blog on HF Underground. So the next time you visit Antique Radio Museum, bring your shortwave portable along and you might just find the source. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reported an UNID with Arabic music, but they mentioned BSKSA in Arabic. That's the Saudi Arabian state broadcaster. September 11th, heard from 08 UT on 11745. They said Idhatu Tibazan. But there was strong interference from Turkey in Turkish on adjacent 11750. David Koenig of Edible Signals Online replies on September 11th. This has been identified on WRTH-FB, thanks to Tariq Zaidan in Egypt and Manu Ritola in Finland, as a new Saudi Broadcasting Corporation service for troops in the southern part of the kingdom. I guess that's near Yemen. Al-Azm Radio, AL-AZM. Their Twitter page is twitter.com/ALAZM_radio. And this gives their frequencies as 549 and 747 medium wave, 94.9, 99.0, and 107 FM, and 11745. and cites their broadcast hours as 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. KSA time, which is 07 to 17 UT. In the medium wave circle, Patrick Robich in Austria reports, the main medium wave transmitter in Slovenia, 918 kHz, has been switched off. It's at Donzali. It was switched off for financial reasons September 4th at 12:05 local time. He got this info from an engineer at the site, saying it's true. We switched off our central medium wave transmitter due to economical reasons. I'm afraid it will stay switched off in the future, but for now it's in a standby mode, ready for transmission in a short time if necessary. Our FM and DAB Plus network is already sufficient for practically complete coverage of the country, and we have other ways of delivering programs to our listeners abroad. There are a few other medium wave transmitters continuing to operate of lower power in Slovenia, 549, 1170, 558, and 648 kilohertz. Spain continues to be missing from its North American frequency, 17855 until 22 UT. In Noticias de X, Pedro Sedano says since August, this transmitter has been out of order. The materials necessary to repair it have been requested urgently to get it back on the air ASAP. And there have also been some interruptions in their other 16-meter band transmitter, 17715. A little-known shortwave station in Florida is an experimental 164-watt transmitter with several locations on 6993 kilohertz. Call sign is WH2XWF. It's to study ionospheric disturbances. I can usually hear a very weak carrier on exactly that frequency, which I assume is it. And I was wondering if it would get blown off or flooded off by Irma, and in fact it was missing when I checked September 12th at 01:33. Skip Aries, ham radio report. In September, CIDX Messenger says special event station of the month is the VOA Bethany relay station's 73rd anniversary. WC8VOA will be on the air September 23rd between 13 and 21 UT. It's by the Westchester Amateur Radio Association. Suggested frequencies 14275, 250, 7285, and 225. What in the world is going on at the Radio Marti? Sunday, September 10th at 1310 on 13605 and 7405, which were hardly jammed at all. Radio Marti was playing Jesus praise music in English, and followed by another one a few minutes later. Have the Pentecostals taken over Radio Marti? They used to broadcast Catholic masses equally, violating separation of church and state. We're glad to hear that two Florida DXers, Terry Kruger and Bob Wilkner, are okay, although, of course, coping with the aftermath of Irma. We were wondering whether the Radio Marti medium wave 1180 in the Florida Keys would have survived Irma. Terry Kruger says, I suspect it held up. It was upgraded from my early 80s visit when it was still in the Cold War portable trailer. Here in OK, I tried to confirm whether 1180 was still on the air, but of course, even here, the frequency is dominated by all the jamming from Radio Rebelde. Closely monitoring WRMI frequencies as Hurricane Irma swept close to Okeechobee. Jeff White was expecting at least to lose power from FPL, and they went off the air at approximately 20:30 UT on September 10th after some intermittency on some frequencies. Jeff White was able to keep us informed via Facebook or direct email to programmers. He says, storm force winds hit our transmitter site. The building and the transmitters themselves survived with no major problems. In the antenna field, one of our 44-degree antennas beaming up the East Coast and over to Europe and the Middle East was knocked down. May not be repairable, but we have four other antennas beaming in the same direction, so we can continue those when the power comes back on. There are also about 20 telephone poles holding our transmission lines that are down or leaning, and they need to be repaired. All of our staff are safe. Half of them were at the station during the storm, with some of their pets as well, two dogs, a bird, and a turtle. And the others stayed in their own homes throughout the area. He wrote that late UT September 11th. And then on the 12th at 17:30, this, which Artie Bagley sent on to us, Florida Power and Light have announced most customers in our part of Florida should have their power restored by the end of this coming weekend, that is by Sunday, September 17th. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. So as feared, WRMI was not able to broadcast the two-hour Happy Station schedule for UT Money September 11th at 01 on 7570. But the plan was to do it again, try again next week at the same time, that is UT September 18th at 0100, should they be back on the air by then. And of course, World of Radio also misses many airings with the absence of WRMI, and we too, of course, hope they can be back as soon as possible. Meanwhile, our other shortwave station in the U.S., WBCQ, continues to broadcast World Radio daily at 2330 on 9330, except Saturdays 1 hour earlier. Also, Wednesdays at 21 on 7490, and UT Mondays at 03 on 5130. News concerning WBCQ, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot has moved from Thursdays to Sundays, starting September 17th at 22 UT on 7490. Larry Will notified us 6 hours ahead of time that Alan Weiner was ready to start testing their new 3250 transmitter Monday evening, UT September 12th, from midnight until 02, asking for reception reports. Generally good reception reported, the closer to Maine the better. I was also hearing it surprisingly well in Oklahoma. In fact, better than 5130 is usually heard, and that frequency had to be off while 3250 was testing. They were mostly playing music. Richard Langley, quite close in New Brunswick, said they included test tones, modulation adjustments, music including shortwave radio by John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and various bits of silliness. Programs included parts of Radio Timtron Worldwide and the Lumpy Gravy radio show. On September 7th at 01:30, I noticed that WRNO was missing from 7505, and it may have been from before then, and still not heard as of September 11th. But it's not unusual for them to be off for a few days or more than a week. When did anyone last hear them? Via Artie Bigley, the New York Post reported that Hurricane Irma knocked Miami's public radio station off the air, WLRN. Storm damaged the transmitter, and they went off at 1:22 p.m. September 10th. They also sent a story from the Palm Beach Post that people in Delray Beach were urged to listen to their city radio for updates on 1620 a.m. during the storm. I failed to mention the call letter, strangely enough. WQFL 416 is listed in the IRCA TIS list. Ron Howard in California says, I've not checked on Zanzibar ZBC Radio 6015 for a long time, but thanks to an alert from Bill Bingham in RSA, he believes he last heard it July 20th. He checked, that is, Ron checked September 11th between 0300 and 0415 and found no trace of a signal, so it's been silent for some time. Are they still active on 11735 until 2100? The propagation outlook for Boulder, G2 moderate geomagnetic storm levels expected September 13th, with ANK indices peaking at 40 and 6. G1 minor storm September 27th to 29th peaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux rising steadily from 81 September 13th to a peak of 125 by September 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1895.